in his in the spirit. He was separated in the spirit part of God. He didn't have a fellowship. But God knew. Thank God. He was inside working for us. Inside doing what they couldn't do outside. They were working hard outside. And, but Jesus, but God was on the inside of Jesus, putting stripes and wounds and everything that you need, he did it at the cross. Before Jesus died, he said, Father, I command my spirit, not my flesh. They done beat my flesh, but I command my spirit to you. Because that spirit is where God dealt with. And so, my time. I promise y'all I was going to. Because I know some of y'all, a lot of y'all had things to do. So we're going to close it out right there, and we're going to take communion. But I want y'all to value this table. Because, like I said, God getting ready to do something with people that really know and have a revelation. It's time now, people, to get revelation of things. Not just get a mental block, but it's time now for us to get it through our spirit. It's time now for us to get a different mindset. Tell sickness you're trespassing. Tell your body by his stripes, not the Roman stripes, but by his stripes, we are healed. Not that we're going to be. Make it personal. Say, I'm healed. Lord, I mean, talk to him while you're saying that, because he is the high priest of our confession. He's the high priest of it. He takes what you say and bring it to pass. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Somebody else is working, too. The devil loves for you to say, oh, I'm so sick. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, how am I going to make it? My mama had it, my brother had it, and it's running through my family, and it's running wild through me. The devil loves for you to confess sickness. He takes that, and he works with that. Now, are you saying, Sister Mira, I can't say I'm sick? Yes. You can say, hey, I'm sick, but by your stripes, I'm healed. This is illegal. I mean, just talk. Talk to sickness. It hears you. If a fig tree can hear, sickness can hear too. But it's time to do kingdom talk to sickness. Stop letting the enemy talk to us. Yes, take your medicine. Yes, go to your doctor. But know that you're walking through something that you're fixing to come out. Because it's illegal. When he went to the cross, he declared sickness and disease illegal. And you got to declare that too. He said, whatever you say is illegal. It's illegal. But if you're going to keep saying, oh, sickness, yeah, you know, Mary, I really hurt. Mary, you just don't understand. My knee's been this way for 7 years. Well, I knew a lady that had issue for 12 years. 12 long years. Oh, we can go further than that. It's a man lays out the pool 38 years. He was right there by. So, let's come out of agreement with sickness. Let's say, hey, you illegal. Jesus went to the cross and paid full price, not that what the soldiers did to him. Yeah, I'm trying to come out of this. Please help me, Lord. But y'all know how I get when I get into this teaching. Okay. And you know, we're discerning the Lord's body. We're discerning. Discerning, you got to go in. You can't stay out. It don't take nobody staying outside to discern. But we went inside to discern the Lord's body. That's the subject we're talking about. Now, at the communion table, it's more than just He provided for your sickness and disease. But that is what we is talking about today. Next week, we make it on talking about the blood. But I hadn't finished discerning the Lord's body because it's so much more to that. And if you would take it and work with it, work the word, work with it, get full of it. Yes, it will work for you. As it says, surely he bore it. He said, I'm telling you the truth, he did it. And then we have Peter also saying, Isaiah was looking to the cross. It hadn't happened yet, but he said, yeah, hey, you can call it done. It's a done deal. But Peter said, it's done. He done bore it. In his body. Not outside his body. Come in, church. So we can receive the right healing. And it's not nobody on this line or nobody. Healing is one thing that people need. And not only that, okay, I'm going to be quiet. Get your communion elements. Lord, help me. Get your communion elements. But next week, we may be talking about the blood. But I'm not finished with discerning the Lord's body. It's more revelation on that. And we just thank God that... Hold your bread up in your hand. Let me move on. Hold your bread in your hand. Because we're getting ready to take communion. We're at the Lord's table. We're at the table that the Lord prepared for us. He prepared this for us. It's not but two elements on there, and that's Him. But Jesus is all you need. He has the answer to everything, to your life. And you know what Paul was saying, I'm crucified with Christ? He said, I'm one with Christ. And that's what we've got to become. We're going to teach on that, being one. He said, it's no longer I that lives. He says, the Christ in me, he's living now. But what has messed so many people up is that they still want to live. They want Christ living and they want to live too. One man, you know, he had some little problems, born again, but he said, you know, this is just, you know, the way I am. This is, I mean, you know. No. You can die. The old man's supposed to be dead. I can take y'all down to any funeral home here. And I don't care what you do to a dead man. He don't get up and do nothing back to you. Because he dead. Paul said, I'm dead, but who I'm letting live is Christ. And I began to let him know, you need to let Christ live. You, the old man, consider him dead. Consider him dead. And, you know, was able to help him. And I thank God for that. You know, some people want to live, you know, they just want to live in their past. You know, he just had a past, you know, and just wanted to live there. You know, that's the way I am. No, that man died. Christ is alive. The old man is dead, but the new man is alive. That's the reason Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. And we know Paul had some really bad things in his life. Okay, let's get back to the communion table. Okay, y'all holding your bread. Okay, we're going to speak to the bread that you're holding, because it is said that it's what you speak, how you bless the bread. And Lord, as we hold this bread, we bless it. We say, by your stripes, we are healed. We heal from the many diseases that are the many sickness that is on this line. We are healed from it. And Lord, thank you for our daily bread. We agree with you that this is our bread. This is our healing. We agree with it. And Lord, as we eat this bread, eat your bread. Eat your healing.
So what? You see it.
Let's hold the cup up. Father, we thank you for this covenant cup. We thank you for this covenant meal. We thank you, Lord, that all that you did for us on Calvary. Thank you that you shed your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that all the precious promises are in this cup. Thank you that we have a better covenant. And Lord, those that need special promises today, God, what is financially, where is protection, whatever it is, Lord, as we drink from this cup, praise God, we thank you, Lord. We give it to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we drink. Amen. I apologize again, but y'all know how I am when I'm teaching these lessons. It's kind of hard to come out of them because the people need it so. They need the revelation of it. I'm gonna say goodbye and Apostle dismisses.